It's about a 60-minute documentary that sort of examines how Australian cinema has developed over the years. So I sort of go back to the very beginning and look at the first feature film that was ever made, which was actually made in Australia, the story of the Ned Kelly Gang. So in the early days, Australian cinema was actually quite lively. So I sort of look at how that's dropped off, look at the current state today, examine some of the key issues that filmmakers face, and then look at the future and how things are changing in the filmmaking world in general and what we can do to make a change for the better.
So who have you spoken to find out more about that?
I tried to interview sort of a variety of people in the industry from different fields. So talked to distributors, exhibitors, producers, directors, David Stratton from At The Movies, Emile Sherman, who produced The King's Speech, Krib Stenders, who directed Red Dog. Kind of tried to get people from different fields. And then I also did some red carpet interviews with some celebrities as well for the star power. So yeah.
Add a little bit of the name dropping, love yeah. It. So what did they kind of say? Like, what was the, having sort of thought about creating the project and now obviously seeing it finished, was there something that really stood out to you about what they said Australian cinema was like and the condition of the industry?
Well, yeah, I sort of look at four key issues and I'll just quickly list them. So one is our marketing budgets. Obviously, it's impossible to compete with America, but I think we need to start looking at ways we can really market our films more just to get them out there, because that's one of the real issues. Like, we are making some great films, but a lot of them just don't get seen. Part of that other reason is also, though, the distribution and exhibition strategy. So Australian films get very limited releases here. But on the other hand, you know, these businesses are running a business and they need to make money. And if Australian films aren't making money, that's tough for them. So that's kind of another sort of hard area. Losing our talent to Hollywood is another big one. As soon as any Australian finds success, the first thing they do is hop on a plane to Hollywood. They need to support themselves and develop their careers, and Hollywood's the place to be. But I think if we can get more of our talent to want to come back to Australia and make an Australian film every now and then, that would definitely help. Toni Collette and Mia Wasikowska, they've come back recently, and Nicole Kidman actually. So it is happening, just getting that to happen more would be a really great thing, I think. And then obviously our funding structure as well is a tricky one, but things like crowdfunding are really opening the doors for newcomers, and it's a lot easier to make a film these days with crowdfunding, so that's definitely changing things.
And how come you wanted to make it? What was it that got you interested in the cause of Australian cinema enough to put your time and effort into making the documentary?
Well, I moved to Sydney and sort of thought I wanted to be a filmmaker. I started volunteering on some short films and features and really got an understanding of how much of a struggle it is to make films here, unfortunately. Also just started talking to people, just friends and colleagues, and realised that a lot of them hadn't seen an Australian film in a long time. So that sort of got me wondering why, and started looking at the figures, and Strictly Ballroom was the last film to reach number one at the yearly box office, which was 21 years ago now. Our films have consistently grossed under 5% of the annual box office for 10 years, which is really sad. So yeah, that sort of got me wanting to investigate why. And I guess the point of the film is to inspire people to revisit some of the great classics we have made over the years, and maybe go and watch the next Australian film that's out at the cinemas.